Good morning. You are listening to The Venue Menu on kpcuradio.com, the show where we get the background and lowdown on all the Valley's hotspots and arts and entertainment. Today is October 27th at 11:30. I am here today with special guest Ryan Lissman.
Hello.
He is one of the cast members for our play, For This Moment Alone, here at Pierce College. And a couple weeks ago, actually, we had Michael Sandy, the director. Do you know him?
Yes.
Manager, right? Not director.
Yes.
The manager for the Pierce College Theater Department. And he told us about the upcoming shows. And are you in any of the other shows? Are you only in this?
Not currently.
You're in For This Moment?
Just For This Moment.
Just For This Moment. Okay. So, yeah, he told us a lot about that show. And he said you guys had a really good cast. And told me a little bit about the background of the story, which seemed very, very interesting. So, first, let's get to know you. Let's talk a little bit about you. And, you know, you've been a student here at Pierce College?
I actually go to Cal State Northridge up the street.
Oh, okay.
And just on a lucky coincidence, happened to see the audition for this play
uh-huh.
on another website. And just kind of, you know, on a whim, just that looks like a really good play.
Okay.
Just went out and auditioned. And was really happy to get into it. I'm really glad I did.
Cool. So, okay, so you, and what's your major?
I'm actually, right now, I'm a psychology major and a theater minor. I'm trying to pursue both, though,
uh-huh.
as much as possible. Just trying to get as much acting experience while I can.
Awesome.
This play is a great way to get that.
Okay, so what are your thoughts? Oh, so you guys had opening night. When was it?
On Friday.
On Friday. How did that go?
Really good. I mean, it's been consistently really good audiences. I mean, it's a really emotional show.
Uh-huh.
So having the audience there for me really helps. You just feel them being really invested in it, and it's good to see them really caring about the show and getting moved by it. I really like that.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, I'm sure that creates a different energy. So I don't know if you've done a lot of acting in your life, but I would imagine, you know, acting on TV where most of your scenery is, it's still, like, imaginative, you know, but having a live audience there to watch you, you know, there's no room for error. Is there pressure? Like, how does it make you feel?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, having done both film and TV acting and theater acting, I mean, they're so different. That has to do with the audience, you know. When you're doing a film, you know, you have the crew there, but there's no one really, you know, watching you
right.
do anything. And
involved
you know,
in the story.
Yeah, and if I sneeze during a scene, we just yell cut.
Oh, yeah.
And then we do it again. But in theater, you know, pretty much no matter what, unless someone, like, dies, you know, we have, the show must go on.
Right.
We have to keep going.
Right.
And I think that is something I really like about theater is that, you know, is I mean, we've done the show now 3 times,
mm-hmm.
and every single time something has gone wrong, and probably the rest of the 3 shows we do, something will go wrong.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's usually a small thing, luckily, but that being said, like, I really like the aspect of theater of, it's kind of like problem solving, you know, it's like a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
There's this problem that's presented to us, how do we fix it? And I love that, because you don't have time to think.
Mm-hmm.
You're on stage, you have to fix it, like, right now. I really like that, and that's one of the reasons I really like theater a lot.
It's interesting. So in that moment,
yes,
you have to
for this moment.
Yes.
For this moment,
I have to improvise.
Yeah, and having also done a lot of improv, I'm a huge fan of improv, and that improv has really helped me to be able to think really fast on my feet and be able to, for example, like if a prop isn't there, or you know, like if a light cue, or you know, if a line is dropped or something,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to be able to
pick it up.
And I really like that.
Cool. So. What made you decide, like, what is your passion for theater? Where does that come from?
Oh, well, I mean, I've been doing it ever since I was 8 years old, actually.
Uh-huh.
So just consistently just doing, you know, started out with community theater.
Okay.
In my hometown, and then just, you know, kept doing it, middle school, high school, now college.
Cool.
So, you know, I've just been, there really hasn't been a time when I haven't been doing a play in a semester, pretty much.
Oh, wow. Ever since you were
yeah.
been involved since elementary school, you think?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I've just been trying to do as many as possible.
Nice. So what is it about theater that makes you want? Is it like makes you want to act and put it on show for the audience? What do you what are you trying to accomplish with that?
Yeah, ever since I was a kid, I've always just loved storytelling. I've really liked the idea, you know, ever since, you know, your parents would tuck you in bed at night and, you know, give you a bedtime story. And I've always really liked the idea of being able to be taken to another world for that, for this moment.
Uh-huh.
And I think as an actor, what I really like about it is that you get to tell that story through your body and your voice.
Uh-huh.
And that's just really beautiful to me that you get to, you know, you take the, what the playwright did, and then you literally are bringing it to life.
Right.
You know, you're
right.
Giving it that life and that motion.
That feel.
And it to me, it's such just a beautiful rush in my body.
Uh-huh.
That is really unexplainable. It's such a beautiful experience being on stage, you know, having 100 people watching you perform.
Uh-huh.
And especially in a play like this, you know, where it's so emotionally charged and mm-hmm. there's so much emotions in it.
Okay.
I think, you know, I really hope that people watching the play are moved by it, mm-hmm. you know, and I certainly am moved by it acting in it. And I think they will be.
Yeah, well, Michael was telling me a little bit of the background of the story about, you know, how it ties into Auschwitz mm-hmm. and the whole dynamic between that. So he gave me his perspective. I'm interested to hear your take on the play. What mm-hmm. what is it really about to you?
Well, of course, I don't want to spoil anything.
Of course
not. My character was in Auschwitz,
okay.
the concentration camp. And, you know, he's kind of struggling to adjust with everything. And, just reading a lot about Auschwitz and, you know, all the other concentration camps and just the Holocaust at the time.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was really difficult to really truly understand what it was like going through that. And then I came to the realization that there's no way I could understand mm-hmm. because I didn't go through it,
mm-hmm.
you know? The best I can do is I can empathize, you
right.
know? And that's what that was really my goal playing this character is mm-hmm. to empathize as much, not only with my character, but everyone who had to go through the Holocaust.
Right.
I mean, it's really unspeakable. And I really think that this play does a good job of showing what it's like for these people who were in the concentration camps. How do they live post Holocaust? Because
right.
that's not talked about a lot. You know,
right.
there's a lot of books and, you know, movies and whatnot about the Holocaust itself. But then what do people do after that?
Mm.
That's tricky. You know,
that's really good point.
Yep.
It's a really good point. Well, that's interesting, yeah. But see, that's the beauty of being able to put on a show, put on a play, is that you breed that perspective of thinking about that. You know what I mean? You're learning the emotion from a different angle as opposed to being a part of the experience. You're actually viewing it and understanding. And I think that broadens your horizons as far as relating to people, because now you're kind of getting, you're moved by that, by the feeling that the play induces.
Absolutely.
And therefore, you kind of relate and you, I feel like, after seeing that play, you're going to think about the next person you run into who has been a survivor. You're going to be kind of like more relatable because you saw the story. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this play has made me such more of an empathetic and understanding person. And I think I do think that anyone seeing this play, I think would, you know, I think they'd be much more likely to be the same. And, you know, I think that's really the testament to this play is I think it's an educational experience in that regard, you know.
Did you know a lot about the Holocaust before?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I it's always been something that, you know, I've tried to become well-read in, you know, reading books on it and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But I really, after doing this play and really doing more heavy research on it, I have a better understanding of it now.
Cool. So as an actor, what do you think are one of your most challenging things that you have to deal with?
Well, in this play specifically, the biggest challenge is, you know, because we've been in rehearsal for about 6 weeks mm-hmm. and, you know, we did already 3 shows already and we're on to the fourth on this Friday. I think the challenge is just being able to keep it fresh, you know, and being able to keep it, you know, for me is keeping that emotion, making it as if it's, you know, as if it's the very first time I'm
every
doing
time.
It.
Uh-huh.
That can be really difficult, you know,
uh-huh.
Particularly there's a scene where I don't have to cry, but like, I'd like to be able to cry in the scene.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, I always have to think of something new. I have to think of, like, the most depressing things possible.
Oh, wow. How does that... I've always wondered how people do that.
It's really difficult. Oftentimes in movies or TV, they'll actually, you know, they'll put, like, Vaseline, I think, under their eyes to induce crying. But, of course, you know, we don't really have that luxury. So, I just think of... I just literally think of the most depressing things possible.
So that's interesting because it... more so than just acting, you're taking yourself within that emotion to portray it as well. So it's really real.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I try and use, like, personal experiences. I think of, you know, my pets being, you know, run over by a car.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to depress the audience too much.
That's intense.
I just think, you know.
But that's, I mean, that makes, it's that, it's not that you want that to happen, not that that's something that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like I just think of my biggest fears coming to fruition.
Gotcha.
And what happens is, like, I think that in my mind, and then my body, my emotions
physical
start
sense.
To, yeah, my physical starts to get all, you know, teared up, and then you feel the tears coming, you know, and...
So once you're in that intense feeling, is it hard to break?
Absolutely. That's been interesting is, you know, I've never played a role that was... I do a lot of comedies, you know.
Oh, is it?
And I've always preferred dramas personally. I really, you know, that's why I think I really like this play is getting to do drama. And so it's been difficult, you know, like when, you know, especially in that scene where I do, you know, cry often. Mm-hmm. And then I have to go off stage and I'm just like, I'm still bawling.
Oh, no.
You know, but, you know, usually give it 5 or so minutes, you know, I like to... And then I think of, like, the happiest things possible.
That seems like kind of wrong psychologically for yourself, just going from one extreme moment.
Yeah, I think as an actor, you have to be able to... I think something I've had to learn how to do is be able to draw that line and realize, you know, this is something that the character is going through and not myself, and being able to separate myself. And, you know, it still can be, you know, it still can be real because I'm thinking of my personal experiences, mm-hmm. but then... You know, I realize that I'm imagining things, they're not real, mm-hmm. you know, and...
It's very interesting dynamic of, you know, how imagination plays into the physical and the reality.
Yeah.
Like, it's very
Yeah, and a lot, I mean, a lot of actors wouldn't, you know, that I've talked to would not want to do that because, as you said, like, it can be a little, you know, it's psychologically difficult, you know, because it is putting your mind into that place.
Yeah.
But as a psychology major, I'm really fascinated by that. And I think that it's those kind of things that I think that I feel like as... That I can bring that's unique,
mm-hmm.
you know, is the psychology element and mm-hmm. understanding of that and being able to bring in personal experiences. That's what's so interesting about acting, though. Everyone has such a different method,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Way of thinking about it.
That's what I love about it, is that there's no right, you know, there's no one right way.
Right.
You know?
Cool. So you're not even a student here. So how was it coming on campus and having to work with all, like, you don't know any of these people that you're working with. It's brand new. Everybody's just coming from different places. And it's, you know, community college on top of that. So how did that go with that?
Well, I mean, like, I you know, it's so funny because I've never been to the school before. It was time for the audition. So I came and I was like, okay, well, first off, the campus is beautiful. There's a lot of parking. I was very happy about
that.
Oh,
nice. I'm glad.
Lots of parking.
Not everybody feels the same.
Well, maybe
which
it's
is
more
interesting.
Maybe it's more so than not the parking, but there's a lot of parking in different spots.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to Cal State Northridge, where it's like there's just pretty much on the two sides of the school there's parking, that's it.
I see.
But it was. I mean, of course, it was a little. You know, it's always intimidating when you're going to a new environment. But actually, all of the cast members are actually not, you know, full-time students here.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of them are coming from outside themselves, you know, coming from various different, you know,
places.
Cities and whatnot, places. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's cool. And so do you guys all get along? How does the dynamics work? Is it you're working with all these different people from all these different places and you guys have one common goal is to make the show great. And does that always work out smoothly? I'll say this.
I think that doing a play is one of the most stressful experiences.
Sounds like it.
There are so many different layers to it, and there are so many different variables. And for the most part, you know, every cast I've ever worked on, for the most part, I think we do ultimately get along because, as you said, we do have that common goal of ultimately our priority is to put on a good show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
our priority. But I think because of that, because that there's so much stress, the tensions do get kind of high. Mm-hmm. And so little things that might not, like, you know, little things that if you and your best friend were doing, you know, that when you're just chilling at the mall, that might not bother you so much. Those little things in the theater can become a lot bigger things because the stress is so high.
Oh, wow.
And also, on top of that, we're doing such an emotional show that emotions are high.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, that kind of stuff, it's almost, in a way, kind of inevitable. And also, just keep in mind, we're spending so much time together, you know?
Yeah, that's what I would think, yeah.
There were some tech rehearsals where we were together the entire day.
Wow.
You know, and that's a lot of time to be with, you know, six other people.
In that whole time, like, that whole space, the whole time, yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So what kind of stuff, give us some insight, what goes on behind the scenes, you know?
Behind the scenes, do you mean like during the show or do you mean like in rehearsal? Or
during the show, yeah.
Oh, during the show?
Or is it all like very professional, you know?
Yeah. Well, during the show, you know, we're backstage, you know, we're kind of like waiting to come on stage for the scenes that we're in, and it can get a little hectic, you know. The big thing that's cool about this show is there's a lot of quick changes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, basically there's a lot of times when a character will come right off stage and then they immediately have to change and then come right back on stage, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, you know, there's a little back area for the costume crew to help us get changed and unchanged.
Uh-huh.
And that can be kind of stressful. I find that fun though.
Is it awkward sometimes? You're changing, everybody's changing.
Well, not for me because I'm completely comfortable with
awesome
with that. But I mean, sure, I suspect some people that, you know, personally, like I actually I don't know if this is a spoiler, but I do have a shirtless scene in the play. I'm actually a big fan of I think the human body is beautiful, and I think when used in theater appropriately, I think it's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, of course I have no problem, but
interesting. All right, well, thinking back on the history of theater, you know, I think it started back in the days where they used to put on shows in like the big stadiums and Colosseums.
Yeah, in Greece.
What do you think as far, it's not as, I mean, back then that was the thing to do. That was the source of entertainment, mm-hmm. you know? And now we have a ridiculous amount of different avenues in which you could do so. How do you think we can get theater, do you think it can ever get back to that point where it's really prestigious in the way people look at it, or do you kind of feel like it's always gonna...
Well, that's a really interesting question. I think that, you know, if you go back to the origins of theater, I think that at the time it was so ingrained in the culture,
mm-hmm.
and I think that kind of just naturally, it was kind of inevitable that it... I think it's still part of our culture. I think it's a little less so. Like, if you look at London, it's a lot more part of their culture.
Yeah, and New York.
Yeah, and New York. And I think L.A., it's there, but it's not at the same level. And mm-hmm. I think that... I think that there...
What do you think that is? I personally enjoy theater. I personally enjoy going and seeing a live show but now it's more like concerts and TV movies.
Sure.
And those seem to have more... weight in the far as people, what people choose to do for entertainment.
Well, my honest answer, I think that the problem is, especially with the younger generation, is that we are growing up on sensationalism. You know, if you look at a lot of the movies that sell well, it's a lot of like, you know, big explosion, CGI, wow, boom. Yeah.
Explain a little bit what sensationalism is.
Sensationalism is basically like, it's appealing to your
senses,
it's appealing to your like visual, like audio senses, uh-huh. as opposed to like focusing on like the story and the plot
and the emotional empathy and
exactly. And to me, I really don't like sensationalism. That's my opinion. I think it's a really weak form of art. I think that I do see how it sells well because, you know, it often doesn't require people to think.
Right.
It's very accessible to
very on the surface.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very much on the surface and. It's very superficial, and I think that, you know, in theater, you know, we obviously do not have CGI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, sure, some plays have, you know, more special effects, like at the Pantages, but...
Right.
But, I mean, you know, especially our play, where it's completely... Everything that happens in the play is realistic and could happen. You know, there's no... Well, except for... Well, okay. Anyways.
I mean, as opposed to, like, movies and special effects and, like, dragons and such.
Right? Exactly. There's no dragons in this play. I can promise you that.
All right.
Or is there? No, but... No, I think that that's been lost, especially among the younger generation, as I said. And I think that my hope is that more people will start to appreciate theater. And especially with this play, it's what I'd call like a very intimate piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, you know, every single audience member is going to have a very different personal reaction to the piece. And I think that scares a lot of people, you know. I think that people sometimes are afraid to experience emotion and go there. And I think that I like that personally, though. That's what I want my art, you know, to do.
Right. I mean, I also attribute it to our technology. It's a major distraction in that human interaction to where we're just so used to not being in emotion. We're so used to being very text and, you know, black and white, you know what I mean? And just not wanting to connect. And that's what I feel happens when you go to a show. You connect.
Yeah,
you connect with the character. You connect with the story. You connect with something and you leave with something more, you know? So I think it'd be cool to see plays sell out more like the big time artists, you know. It'd be cool to see, what do you call it, thespians, right?
Yeah. They're
called thespians, theater stars.
Yeah.
Be more in television than they are now. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I just want theater to be more highly respected. Even going into that, you know, I as I said, I like the more smaller scale theater where you really just get to connect.
And, I see.
You know, you know, I'm
more
not
intimacy.
Personally, I'm not a huge fan of the huge big budget musicals.
Is it?
You know, where they have like, you know, 2,000 seats or whatnot, and you know, not that I dislike them. It's just that it makes it a lot harder for me to have a personal experience to it.
I see.
And this play is exactly my genre. You could argue that it's exactly the kind of play that I like to do, and that's why I'm so happy to be
that's
a part
awesome.
Of it.
So you're having a good time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even though the play is so emotional, in particular, my character is pretty much, like, in a depressed state of mood the entire play, I still have a lot of fun.
That's cool. That's cool.
And I still really enjoy what I'm doing.
That's cool. So what are your hopes for your career as far as acting and theater? What are your
I mean, yeah, right now I'm just, you know, going to as many auditions as possible in Hollywood and whatnot, and trying to continue doing film and theater and just, you know, trying to get my foot in the door.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I'd love to be able to make a career out of it. I know that's really difficult to do, but I'd love to be able to have, you know, some financial stability as an actor.
Yes.
which I know is really difficult.
Is that your passion? Is that what you feel you bring to the world as far as your talents and your service and?
Yeah, I'm still only 20 years old and I'm still really trying to figure out what I want to really do with my life.
Yeah.
But I think I have potential, and I think that if I could continue learning, I think that, you know, I think I could, you know, perhaps be a successful actor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I do think I have a long way to go, but I think that, you know, I feel like it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, like, doing this play specifically, it's really boosted my confidence, because I feel like I've never played a role that was more challenging, and I feel like because of the challenging nature of the role, I feel like I've grown so much.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. So do you have a favorite theater person or actor or somebody that you kind of inspires you?
God, there's so many.
Oh, great. Let's talk about them.
Let's see. I mean, see, that's the thing. Even as you said, I'm not even really all that familiar with, like, famous theater actors, you know? Like, I see a lot of plays, but I'm really bad with names. But, like, in terms of movies, you know, like Daniel Day-Lewis, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Uh-huh.
Do
you, like, study their craft as far as...
Yeah, what I try and do is, like, every time I see a movie, I take it as not only as an entertainment opportunity, but also as an educational opportunity, you know? And, of course, like, you know, my style and Leonardo DiCaprio's style is going to be really different because we're really different people, but you watch every one of his films or anyone's films, really, and you can pull a little bit out of them because there's so much subtlety in acting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even just, like, the slight movements of the eyebrow or, you know, the face or that, and I kind of like to, you know, take a little bit of that, and then I'd like to just watch a bunch of films and see a bunch of plays, and every single time, you know, I kind of like want to be a sponge. I just want to like soak up this, soak up that, soak up that.
Gotcha.
And then, you know,
take from all that and build your
fun.
So you you said you're also a comedian, or you like comedy?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love stand-up comedy. I've actually kind of had to take a break
the comedy thing.
Stand up a little bit to really focus on this play, but I'm excited to get back into it. I love stand up comedy. Yeah,
awesome. So when are the next days for the show?
Okay, so we have a show this Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m.
Okay,
And then we have a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m.
Nice. And I believe Michael gave us all information about the tickets.
Yes,
and...
yes. $12 if you bring your student ID.
Okay.
So make sure to bring that. And it's in the Temporary Performing Arts Center.
Okay.
It's this big white tent. You can't miss it if you go down Mason Avenue. Yeah, I'd love to see you guys there.
Awesome.
And I really hope you enjoy the show.
Well, thank you, Ryan. It's been a pleasure. Right.
It's been a pleasure.
And I hope I get to see you. I've been really busy, but I've been trying to catch at least one of the shows.
Oh, yes. Oh, if you, I'd love it if you were there.
Awesome. Right, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you all for joining us today, listening to The Venue Menu on KPCRRadio.com. Please join us next time. I'm your host, Busi Yende, with more Adventures in Arts and Entertainment. Thank you.